We'll now move to number 11 on the agenda.
Just to let you know that number four, number three has arrived.
This is number 11, which is 24497.
Nancy, what was the other one that arrived? I got number three.
Number three arrived, that was the only one that arrived.
Oh, okay.
Good morning, Chief Fred Sifanaskalakis, Cromwell PD.
Good morning, Captain Steve Penn, Cromwell PD.
And Ralph Sherman, representing the appellant, who's seated next to me.
Thank you, Commissioner. Chief, a brief statement of your case?
Sure. So in 2021, the appellate applied for a pistol permit through the previous chief, Chief Lama Thang. She denied it based on information that, that's why I brought Captain Penn with me, who was a sergeant at the time, who was involved in the investigation, where the appellant was accused of pulling a gun during a drug interaction. So she denied him, told him to come back in 5 years, she would reconsider it. She retired. He came to me at the 4-year mark, and I wrote him a letter saying, let's wait till the 5-year mark, reapply, and I will reconsider it. He decided to wait, not to wait, he applied too early, and I denied him based on that. I did not do a criminal history check in 2024 when he applied, so I don't know since 2021 if he has a criminal history or not. But that's the reason why I denied him in 2024.
Is it based entirely on the fact that it was too early?
For me, yes. Correct.
Attorney Sherman, would you like to make a brief statement?
I'll pass, thank you.
Your case in chief, Chief?
So, again, based on Chief Lama Thang, the appellant had no problem waiting 4 years. I don't know why he applied early for the 5-year mark that she said she would consider. So when I received it, I said to him, let's wait until the 5-year mark. I'll redo your criminal history check and consider your application then. So based on him applying too early, I denied him without even doing a background check on him.
So we don't have a history? Of
since 2021, we do not.
Before 2021?
Correct.
We do have...
We do, before 2021, from 2021 to now, we do not know his criminal history. In the packet, there is a letter that Captain Penn wrote to then-Chief Lama Thang concerning his personal knowledge of the investigation and the incident.
Do you have any questions of Chief?
Yes, please. Hi, Chief. That 5-year period, that was from the October 2019, right? That's what you wrote in the questionnaire. 5-year period since the October 2019 incident. Correct?
I'm going off. Let me pull her letter out for you. You have a copy, correct?
Well, is that what you wrote in the questionnaire?
That's what I wrote in the questionnaire, but I was going off her letter dated 2022.
Okay.
So maybe I misspoke in the questionnaire. I apologize. I'm going off her letter.
A second while I look at that letter, please.
So,
well,
her letter says
in her letter.
Correct, October 24, but he applied in February of 24.
Okay. But the letter says you may reapply 5 years from the date of the incident, which would be October 2024, right?
Correct.
Now, as of today, October 2024 is over a year ago.
Correct.
And based on this, you're still unwilling to issue a permit?
He applied in February. He has not reapplied since. February of 24 is before October of 24.
Well, I understand, but you're still unwilling to issue a permit based on all this.
I would have to do a criminal history check. You have to reapply.
Well, normally, when the board orders that a permit be issued, another background check is done immediately anyway, because usually nobody's done a record check since the time of the application, whenever that was.
And that's why we are here, to see if the board will wish. That's why I brought Captain Penn, based on that incident from 2019.
So here we are, 6 years plus since the date that the previous chief said to reapply. Correct?
Correct.
And you have nothing else as far as a reason to turn it down at this point, right?
I can't answer that because I don't know his criminal history from previous.
Well, today you have nothing else, right?
As of right this second, mm-hmm. without looking, I can't answer that question.
Okay. All right. I have nothing further. Thank you.
Sure, I have a question.
Yes.
Sure. Based. So the reason for the denial is he applied 6 months earlier than a unwritten agreement or some. Is there what in statute?
There is no statute.
Okay.
It's based on he applied 8 months earlier than he you know, I don't want to use the word assume. He received a letter 4 years prior.
Yep.
To me, if he had an issue with it, I think we'd be in front of the board much sooner than 4 years and 2 months.
Can you repeat that?
Yeah.
So she asked him to wait 5 years. At the 4 year and so many month mark, he decided to reapply. I would have thought if he had a problem with her stipulations for 5 years, he would have been in front of this board much sooner than now.
So you're inferring there was an agreement?
I'm referring that there, to me, there is an agreement because he did not appeal that from when she wrote that letter in 2022.
Here's my concern. I don't find anything in Connecticut statutes that allows this kind of superseding Connecticut law and establishing when someone can reapply when the statute says you can reapply a year later.
I think what the previous chief did was, and I'm just off the packet, was denying based on suitability and gave him a guideline that he could follow or not follow. And say, I'm denying you based on suitability, come back in 5 years, and then we'll reassess it because not enough time has passed based on suitability. What I would like to ask the chief is, Chief, you brought the sergeant, well, now captain, who is on duty. Now, can you explain what that incident was for us? That'd be great.
I wasn't here. Yeah, my question is, are we here today on the, just based on the application being done early, or is it based on him just applying 8 months too early?
So I denied him based on her letter.
That's what my concern is, because there's nothing in Connecticut law that stipulates that, and I'm concerned that even with his reapplication, you didn't do a background check. I think that is not proper myself.
May I ask the chief one more question, please?
Yes.
Thank you. Chief, if he were to reapply today, and you did a background check, and he had nothing that he didn't have back in 21, would you issue the permit?
If he had nothing, I would.
Thank you.
I still feel that the responsibility of the issuing authority is to do a background check if someone submits an application, because even though the prior chief gave a recommendation, there's nothing in Connecticut law that requires that an applicant wait 5 years to reapply.
Right. And when this board orders issuance of a permit, it's normal for the issuing authority then immediately to do another record check before they actually issue the permit.
Correct.
We always expect
I got to say, when he applied in 24, is that when he applied, 24?
Second time.
Yep.
With fingerprints?
Yes.
Right. Was there any record that came back from that?
I don't believe he was fingerprinted.
I was.
You have to be.
He says he was.
So there should be a record.
I was.
You know, a fingerprint check with the FBI and the state.
I don't have that, so I don't know.
So in effect, the denial is really based on the incident in 2021 that is still unsuitable, is your opinion? Because what the doctor said is correct. You can't set a time, and you can say.
His denial
he hasn't
letter
said that.
Says that it's based on the letter from the prior chief.
Well, correct, but the letter from the prior chief explains the
suitability
issue. So,
but he said he would issue today if there was nothing else.
No, I understand. I'm just trying to understand what we're dealing with here, because it is unusual that someone we don't have a background check after an application. I don't think you've ever seen that. So I'm trying to understand what the issue is. It's the 2021 incident, he would have been still unsuitable up until 5 years, and then after 5 years, he would have been suitable had there been nothing else.
2019 incident.
Yeah. Is that what you're saying, though? But after that 5 years, the chief at that time would have
said... If there was nothing else, correct.
He would have been suitable, and here we are 6 years later.
But that's just based on the chief's opinion. It's not based on Connecticut statute, and that's my concern. Mm-hmm. That we have to abide by the laws of Connecticut, and I feel that the appellate deserves that consideration.
But, chief, sitting here today, is there anything... Are you here today on the appeal based on suitability or just the him applying early?
So I'm trying to think how I could say this for suitability and
yeah, I'm trying.
He will be contacted tomorrow by a detective for another investigation that's going on. And I can't sit here and tell you what it's about yet because it's brand new. But I don't want to sit here and tell you there's nothing else. And there is something, because I'm under oath. That's my concern. But he will be contacted tomorrow by a detective about another incident that he's being investigated on.
All right, well, we can't really deal with that.
And I agree with you, but I'm under oath, and I don't want to sit here and say there's nothing else when there could be something else, and then I'm being accused of, well, why didn't you tell us this? I'm being open and honest about it, so that's all I can say. I'm here in front of the board. I understand what the concern is by the doctor. My concern is
yeah, we have to show he's unsuitable, and because he applied early.
And I'm basing on him pulling a gun during a drug interaction too.
Well, that was my question.
Yeah, but that's not.
That's proved that point.
Yeah, I know, but that's not. Wasn't part of. But the chief said it was 5 years, and it's been six.
But it wasn't 5 years when the time came when he applied.
Yeah, but we're sitting here short.
Right, but you have to show that incident is he's unsuitable. Yeah, and the chief said 5 years. Now, if he had applied in 5 years, I'm assuming you would have said, yes, he's suitable, pending, and, you know, of course, if anything else had happened. So 6 years later, he's suitable, except that he applied early. Is that what you're saying?
Would
correct.
It be allowable to not take action on this appeal today and have the town actually fulfill his obligation and do a current criminal background check and then reschedule the hearing?
I like that, doctor. But the gentleman applied for a pistol permit. He followed the rules and procedures. He was denied because of some informal whatever from the prior chief. That time, just acknowledging that time has elapsed. He has had no other charges, convictions, or arrests or disqualifying material presented, and he's appealed. And I would, from my perspective, asking him to start all over and wait. It's on the issuing authority to present their case, and the case is on a letter that is expire. So we'd be further penalizing the appellant to continue this.
Although, if I understand correctly, we don't know that there are no other incidents because there's been no investigation that has been presented to us.
There's nothing
innocent. I'd like to consider this an incomplete investigation on the part of the issuing authority, and that's why I recommended perhaps rescheduling it. I understand my colleague's concern about the appellant waiting longer, but I see this as like an incomplete investigation on the part of the issuing authority, so that it's premature to come before us.
But the issuing authority has the burden here, and mm-hmm. I don't think it's fair to the appellant at this point to say, let's start over.
Also.
Yeah, the exactly. Potential for the issuing authority, should this board issue the permit, is to go back, check the record, whatever pending case, whatever it is, and it could be revoked. I mean, or you can go to the Superior Court, but truly it is the issuing authority's job to present the evidence, present the current record, and do all those things. I don't think there's anything to hold someone to the 5 years in the letter when the law says 1 year. it'd be nice for a chief to be able to do that, but I don't think we can.
Sherman, we've had this internal debate.
Well, of course, I would object to him having to wait. At this point, we're almost 2 years since he applied, the more recent application. And the burden's on the issuing authority to show why he's not suitable. He comes in here presumed to be a suitable person. It's their burden to show that he's not, and if they haven't done it for whatever reason, it doesn't matter if they did a record check and they left it home and didn't bring it. They haven't presented a case.
Would you like to cross-examine Attorney Sherman?
Oh, I'm not sworn. I'm not a witness. I'm an attorney. I wonder if a board member would like to make a motion.
I thought we were with the last time we were with the issuing authority's case.
Right.
That's where we
now. It's last was you were asking to get the captain and sergeant about the case that.
Right. That we haven't heard from the witness yet.
Yeah, we have no clue to call on.
My question is, can we hear from the witness?
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
If it's first hand.
Because the reason for the denial
is the letter.
Is simply the fact that he applied too late.
But the letter. Based on the incident. I mean, the incident was serious enough.
They testify that once it's 5 years, they felt it was okay.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say don't. You can't present your case. Present your case. We can do with it as we think we should.
So would you like to present the witness?
Sure.
And I think you've already done it with him.
Back in October 2019, two young ladies went to visit the applicant at his residence, at which time alleged drug transaction took place. They left, and then what they purchased turned out to be wasn't what they purchased. They went back to get a refund, and at that point, the applicant allegedly...
Excuse me, don't gloss over it. What were they trying to purchase? What did they get? If you know.
I don't know.
Okay.
I just know it was a drug transaction that went bad.
And your involvement in this, Cap?
I was the detective sergeant at the time.
Thank you. Just want to put that.
Mm-hmm. So I was the detective sergeant at the time. We allegedly pulled a firearm on the two young ladies. They were scared. They came down to the police department and made a report. We then did an investigation, completed a search warrant on the home, and found a facsimile firearm. He was subsequently arrested for the charges that were in my letter to the chief.
Do you know the disposition of that arrest?
I do not.
When you say alleged, so you had a case, was there a conviction?
I don't know the disposition of the case.
Okay. Is there any proof that it was a drug transaction?
Other than the girls giving us a statement.
But the arrest was for having a facsimile weapon?
Yeah, we did a search warrant on the home. Yes, we found a black, the firearm style.
Facsimile means it wasn't a real firearm?
Correct.
You could arrest somebody for having a fake gun?
Yes. Well, how the two young ladies perceived it, yes.
That would be similar to someone going into a gas station with a fake gun and robbing it. It's still a robbery whether it was a real gun or not. It's not a charge of having a firearm, but it's still a crime.
So was the...
I'm interested in what the disposition was because the officer is stating allegedly, and that implies to me that it's unclear whether it was a drug transaction or not without knowing the disposition of the case.
So the timeline of this incident was in 2019?
Correct.
And the letter from the previous chief is dated 2022?
February 9th, 2022.
Let me go back. The incident is 2019. The original application was in 2021.
Correct.
And the letter saying wait 5 years. Is in 2022.
Correct. So he applied in December of 21. He was given the letter in February of 22.
And By the way, as far as the disposition, I see in what the issuing authority submitted, a record check from the state police dated December 21 that says no record.
Yeah, the disposition to me anyway is important, but now we didn't even ask, were you there? I mean, were you part of this investigation or just the supervisor reviewing the report?
I was there, I was called in for it, and then we executed a search warrant later.
So regardless if there's a conviction, as we always do, we allow someone with firsthand knowledge of the case to talk about what happened, but not.
I was just trying to reply to the question about the disposition of the case.
I understand, I'm trying to make it clear that it is okay for him to do what he's doing.
Would you like to cross-examine the detective?
No, thank you.
Captain? Questions on the board?
What town do you live in, sir?
I live in Cromwell, can I still live in Cromwell?
Yes, sir.
Have you guys had any other interaction with the appellant since 2019, you were there?
We will tomorrow.
What do you mean tomorrow?
We have an investigation, well, we have an open investigation, Dex said he will be contacted by detective tomorrow to be interviewed.
Other questions for?
Well, that was part of my revised rationale for potentially rescheduling the hearing on the appeal. Mr. Gray?
No, an investigation is not a charge, an arrest.
And it's not
It's not withstanding. And we've seen investigations where the appellant doesn't even know they're being investigated. And that's held against them. So I say, in my mind, I'm going to stick to what we have in front of us. And when we figure that out, we'll go from there.
Anything else for the town? So you were asked before whether you would grant the permit today, given that the 5 years was up, and your answer is?
Once I did a background, if there was nothing there, I would say yes.
Tony Sherman.
Well, before I call the appellant as a witness, I just want to ask if any board member would like to make a motion.
I think that's the chairman's job to ask that, not the appellant's attorney.
Well, I'll put my comments into a motion just to have a motion on the record. I make a motion that this case be rescheduled after the town of Cromwell completes an appropriate background check.
Motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Sorry.
Motion fails for lack of a second.
Okay.
I don't think that's the motion Attorney Sherman was looking for, but.
I make that's a motion right. To find for the appellant based on.
Do you want to hear Attorney Sherman?
I don't know if he wants to hear me or if he wants to. So let me just continue. I make a motion to find for the appellant based on the fact that what's been presented by the issuing authority is. Incomplete or unsatisfactory.
I'll second that.
Seconded by Attorney Sinetti. Discussion on the motion?
Having some of the appellant's insight might have been helpful because there are some things on here. It looks like emergency committals on the view tree. I was going to try to find out what the background on that was. From the appellant, since we don't have
I would
much.
Like to hear from the appellant also.
I'd like to hear from the appellant as well. In fact, I was going to ask him about his experience with illegal drug sales.
His motion on the floor.
Then we had discussion.
We're now voting on the motion. Dr. Conrad.
Against the motion.
Attorney Sinetti.
For.
Mr. Gray.
For.
Colonel Overture.
I'm going to vote for the motion.
Against.
Against, by Attorney Evangelisti.
Against.
And against.
And I vote against. So the motion fails. And now Attorney Sherman.
Okay. I'd like to call the appellant, please. How old are you, please?
I'm 26.
And do you work?
Yes, I work with autistic kids in healthcare.
Who do you work for?
I work for Edelbrook. That works for the state of DCF.
Okay. So what do you do from day to day?
I am a behavioral technician, so my job was to be trained in CPR and basically have the knowledge to take care of the kids, make sure that they eat, sleep, if they go off baseline, to redirect them into a safe, manageable, to not hurt themselves, harm themselves in any single way.
Okay. Do you remember the incident that they're talking about in October 2019?
Not fully, but yes, I do remember it.
And was there a firearm or a facsimile firearm involved?
No, sir. I talk with my hands a lot. As you see, I move my hands a lot. They pulled up, they were threatening me. I truthfully was like, yo, listen, just leave. Like, I don't want no problems. And I said it just like that. She screamed, oh, you want to pull guns on me? And then she took off and drove away. And that was the last they started texting me. And that was it. I left it be. And then a day or two later, they came to my house. They raided my house. They found no crazy drugs, no guns. The only thing they found was a BB gun. I do CQB. I've done CQB.
What is crazy drugs?
Like weed. They didn't find anything.
They didn't find any drugs.
They found maybe like a little bag of weed.
So they found some drugs.
But that's it though. Like maybe one bag.
Okay.
Yeah.
I knew I could tell that by
I don't sell
crazy drugs.
I don't do anything. I've been clean for years. You know, I work in healthcare. I'm not trying to, you know, go back on my life. You know, if the police needed help with anything, you know, with my lifestyle, you know, if that's what they feared, they should have came to me, asked, you know, and I would have helped them in anything that they needed help with, if it was my capabilities of helping them. So if they just spoke to me, you know, like humans, I would have definitely helped them.
But what they found was a BB gun?
Just a BB gun.
And some marijuana.
And maybe a little bag like this big, very, very small.
Are you drug tested for work?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I have to be drug tested. I had to be evaluated. Mm-hmm. It's for the state, so I had to go through a lot of things just to get my job.
How long have you had that job?
4 years, almost 4 years.
Sorry, we interrupted you, Attorney.
That's all right. I don't have anything further at this point.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Chief, would you like to cross-examine the appellant?
Not at this time.
Comments from the board or questions?
I'll just, you glossed over the, I don't know how to describe it, you talk with your hands, she thought you had a gun, but what were you doing that she thought you had a gun?
I was sitting outside, I don't know if like, you know, on steps, I had my hands like this, I had gloves, it was cold, I was like, she started tweaking, bugging, screaming at me, and I told her, listen, you just gotta go, like, just please leave.
Yeah, but what about the whole drug deal thing?
There was no, like, crazy situation.
It was my crazy situation. It sounds like a crazy situation to me.
Yeah, it was my ex-girlfriend's little sister. You know, I was just being a good boyfriend or whatever the case may be at the time.
Was it a drug transaction?
No, sir.
Did you give them any drugs?
No, sir.
Did they give you any drugs?
No, sir.
Was there any money exchange?
No, sir.
He may have a different recollection. The only thing was, sir, that...
You know, they asked me if I could help them. I didn't sell them drugs. I gave them. I didn't take no money. I gave them some because it was my girls.
So there was a drug.
But it wasn't a drug transaction because I gave the person. Like, I'm not selling them. And they said, hey, like, I just want to smoke. Do you have any, like, left over? I said, yeah, sure, of course. And I gave them some. It was never a transaction to sell them drugs.
What was it you gave them?
Just marijuana.
How much?
Like, not even a gram. Like, it was the littlest amount. Like, just enough to roll up a blunt.
So,
and that was it.
So basically, and your definition of transaction, I guess, is you're having
if someone comes
and asks you for drugs and you gave them drugs, you're dealing drugs.
I mean, if I ask you, can I borrow a pen? You're giving me a pen.
Sure.
I'm not buying it from you though.
But giving them drugs is illegal.
I understand that, but now weed's legal now. It's not as crazy of a crime.
Was it legal then?
No, sir. And I apologize, but truthfully, that's just me being honest with you. I'm not lying to you.
When was the last time you smoked any marijuana?
The last time I smoked, truthfully, because it's legal
always
now.
Always truthfully.
Truthfully was like a couple weeks ago.
Okay, when was the last time before that?
I don't know. I smoke once in a blue moon because I have like really bad...
Define once in a blue moon. Is it weekly?
Every other day.
Every other day?
Like every couple of days, yeah.
You're still right now you're smoking marijuana every day?
I mean, I didn't smoke right now. No, I haven't smoked.
No, I don't mean today. I mean current. This month you smoke every other day.
Not for about a week. It's all right.
How old were the girls when you gave them the weed? Because they were younger.
I was young, so they were about my age. I can't
but
tell
they're
you.
The younger. How old was your girlfriend?
My girl was my age. I don't remember, like, you know what I'm
saying? How old were you in 2019?
About, like, 18, 19.
18, 19. So they were younger, though.
I don't know.
Because the younger sister.
I don't know
juveniles.
A family like that, you know. I dated maybe a week or two. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Can't give you
I just
want to
finish what I was going down the road. You're smoking marijuana every other day now, is what you said.
I mean, not as, like a normal amount, like what a normal person goes through.
All right. Are you aware that being a regular user, or illegal user of drugs is prohibited under federal law, including marijuana, which would make you ineligible to purchase a handgun?
I mean, I don't smoke. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I stopped. Like, I mean, this case took a long time.
You just told me to smoke every other day.
But I stopped for about a week, right?
Okay.
So what I'm trying to tell you is, like,
so
you
up
know,
a, let me get. I want to be clear. Up until a
up
week
until,
ago,
up
you were
until
smoking
now,
every other day.
Yes, but
yes.
I stopped.
Stop.
Yes.
Is that yes?
Okay. Yes. Yes.
So if that's the case, you are, I think, a regular illegal user of drugs, and you would not be eligible to purchase or possess a handgun under federal law.
Okay.
Do you agree?
I don't think so, but I agree if that's what you think. Yeah.
You don't know what I think. I'm just trying to find out what you do.
I just work in healthcare, I get my tests, you know.
But what I'm trying not to, I don't want to say, if this board issues you a permit, and you're using marijuana every other day, and you go buy a handgun, and there's a form you have to fill out to say, are you a drug user? And if you check no, you're going to have a problem. And we don't want to put you in that position, at least I don't.
No, I appreciate that. I'm not saying anything to be, like, rude, but I smoke weed. You know, if it came down to the point of, I had to stop just to get my gun permit, then I would, absolutely. I have my hunting license. I will 100% stop. I just want my stuff. I want to follow the laws. Whatever you guys think is the law is what I'm trying to follow. Like, I'm not really trying to break the law.
It's not what we think is the law. It's what the law is.
No, of course, of course.
We can only do what the law is.
Smoking marijuana does not make you ineligible for your employment?
No. No, ma'am. Any hard drugs or anything like that will make me ineligible. Weed is perfectly legal in the state of Connecticut now, so they don't care about weed. So they allow us to smoke the weed. So in my eyes, since I work with the state, I just assume that, like, you know, okay, well, if my job that's for the government allows me to, you know, smoke marijuana, then I should be okay.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's a conflict there between federal law and state law. There is, but we're talking firearms here, so.
Yeah, but again, on record, like, if it need be to, if you want me to take a test a couple months down the line and proving that I'm clean, I would.
No, you say you're drug tested at work. Do you test positive for marijuana?
I would believe so, yeah. Nothing else.
When was your last drug test?
Whenever they scheduled it. I don't know the exact
date. Was it this month?
I believe it's an every year thing.
Oh, every year, okay. And did you test positive a year ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Historically, because it's marijuana is still on the federal register as an illegal drug, it does have ramifications for your pistol permit, unfortunately. So I appreciate your honesty.
No, of course, I'm not going to lie to you guys.
But
my job.
But that's new and compelling information.
Yeah, but again, on record, if needed to stop, I would stop, and I would prove to myself for you guys. I waited almost 5 years. Truthfully, I thought I waited 5 years to apply. I accidentally followed her thing. Even though I was not a written agreement between us, when I got the note, I respected her decision. It was like, okay, let me wait. I'll wait the 5 years. I assumed that I was down to the 5 years, but truthfully, I just miscalculated by a few months. So,
I don't think the 5 years is really an issue for the board.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I don't, but the current thing stuff is.
Yeah.
And I know there are members of this board who sell guns as part of their business, and they wouldn't be able to sell you
No, I understand.
Any questions from the board? You had no cross-examination, is that?
No, ma'am.
Attorney Schulman, would you like to make a comment, please?
We're still here on a case where the chief said he would issue, as of today. That's really all I have to say. We're still here on a case where the chief said he would issue as of today. Thank you.
Is your final statement?
I would ask that if this board does decide to give him his permit, that I want to do a background check as far as a criminal history check. Tomorrow I'll know more about the next case that we have. But I know I can't talk about it here right now because it's just it's a new investigation. So that's all I have to say.
I have a question for some of you on the board, probably. If we were to grant this application and the town does a criminal investigation next week that reveals something that would not allow them to have a permit, can the town revoke the permit?
They wouldn't have to issue.
You can't revoke something you didn't issue. They would just appeal the issue.
So it might happen before it's even issued.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying. Okay, thank you.
So to clarify, if tomorrow comes with something and the board votes to yes, give it to them, can I appeal? I mean, how does
you're gonna have to talk to your attorney. You would have to appeal it to the Superior Court or issue and then ask the state to revoke it.
Revoke it.
That's the way I would think it would have to go.
Okay.
I was wondering the same thing. I'm like, what does that mean?
At the window would be.
Just the Ritterman Davis, like if they don't issue.
Well, that's what I assumed.
Force them to issue.
But I wanted to make sure that I was correct.
No, I will, because I.
Colonel Overton.
Oh, boy. So this is a denial by.
Good luck.
Yeah, I know. This is a denial by Cromwell. The denial's for suitability. The basis of the denial was the appellant's, and I'll try and paraphrase it, was the denial's. The little history, the appellant applied in, I believe it was initially 2022. The previous chief, based on an incident that occurred in 2019, denied that appellant's application. In her denial letter, the chief wrote that she would reconsider a fresh application if the appellant didn't do anything else that would question his suitability of the Connecticut pistol permit holder within 5 years. The appellant applied approximately 4 years, a couple of months after the event, 2024, based on the previous chief's letter. The current chief of Cromwell denied the pistol permit. That was the basis of the denial for today's case. The appellant's early application. The appellant is 26 years old. The chief has no other, since the 2019 incident, which a captain described, there's been no negative interactions between the appellant and law enforcement that's been brought to our attention. The appellant's 26 years old. He's a behavior tech, works with autistic children. During cross, the appellant admitted to be a frequent user of marijuana.
Comments from the board?
I'll just go ahead and say I was leaning toward the appellant at the beginning. However, this is always a conflict with the board, but I think issuing a permit at this point would put him in jeopardy of becoming a felon should he possess a gun, buy a gun, sell a gun, and I'm not willing to do that because of the illegal drug, current user of illegal.
Any other comments from board members?
I respectfully submit that the issuing authority has not provided sufficient grounds to deny the permit.
And I would tend to agree almost on that in the beginning, but after this hearing, there's certainly sufficient grounds.
I agree with Attorney Sinetti on that. I don't see where there was any evidence to show he's unsuitable from the town's end, or from the town's end. The Connecticut and the Fed issue regarding the use of legal marijuana in Connecticut causes a bit of a conflict with me.
And everybody else.
And everybody else. I just wish they'd get on the same page.
Part of my problem is the reliance on previous chief's letter, which I understand why you relied on it, but I think it was not helpful. And as Dr. Conrad said, there's no basis in the law for it. So that's troubling. Time for a vote. Chief Rosenzweig.
Issue of authority.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Attorney Evangelista.
Issuing authority at this time.
Colonel Overturf.
I'm going to go issuing authority at this time.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Dr. Conrad.
I'm concerned about the reported marijuana use and the discrepancy between the federal law regarding that substance and the state law. And to purchase a gun and use a gun creates a federal felony. So I'm going to say issuing authority at this time.
And I'm also saying issuing authority, although there are lots of troubling parts of this.
I would like to add that any person applying for a permit deserves a full investigation, including a criminal background check.
So the appeal fails.
Thank you.